We're going to continue right here. There's just one scripture I want to share. Then we're going to keep in worship. It talks about justifying our sin. And I don't want to just look at this as sins, as works of the flesh. I want to talk about it as far as justifying the enemy stealing from you. You know, what we don't acknowledge in the Lord, and we want to try to hold on to, and we don't release it, we're never going to be set free from it. Right? I had a conversation with one of our boys, something that had happened, and before I got up to talk to him about it and have a discussion loudly, he sat down and he said, "You know, Mom, I was trying to come up with a reason why. I was trying to justify why, and I can't." Till we take ownership of something, we're never going to have a desire to change it. And the scripture verse is in 1 John, and I can't find it in my notes right now. Maybe next week we'll go over it more in detail. It's in 1 John, and it talks about justifying our behaviors. And you know, it's in 1 John 1, 8 through 10, if you want to read that on your own this week. Because if we don't allow the Lord to expose these things, the Holy Spirit to put a spotlight in it, it's something the enemy will always try to come at. Right? So it's those areas that rob us of our peace, that loss, that grief, that anger, that fear, the loneliness, the bitterness, the busyness that keeps us from walking in that daily peace with the Lord. We can't justify our way out anymore, church. God is calling us to a different place, a higher standard. We read that last week. We need to do it better than the Pharisees did this. Why? Because revival's coming. Brother Jim shared it a few weeks ago. Revival's coming to this house, and we all have to be ready. Amen. Because the unsaved are going to come running in, and we have to be ready. Amen. You have to be ready for them. Yes, you have to be ready for them. As an example, in godliness, in holiness, in a pattern of righteousness, whatever it is that the Lord is bringing light on to you tonight, let him expose it. Discipline is not pleasant at the time, the word says, but the training is for our benefit. Maybe it's fretfulness, maybe it's negativity, maybe it's critical spirit. Whatever it is that the Lord is saying, you go this far and then the enemy comes in again. We can stop it. How? By inserting the word with it. Amen. That story I shared with you earlier about every time the phone rang and it was Aunt, and it was, you know, in the middle of practice, and, you know, that's only a sign that there is an injury. And Mom, I'm with the trainer. Mom, I'm in the emergency room. Mom, I'm coming home. What I did was I inserted the word through the help of the Holy Spirit. Psalms 112 that says we will not fear bad news and our hearts are firmly fixed and steadfast. Every day, whether the phone was ringing or not, every day I was preempting that pattern of fear. That's the challenge tonight, is to preempt that pattern. Preempt it with the word. Find a scripture. Preempt that loneliness with, "Lord, I lack no good thing. You are all I need." Preempt that addiction by saying, "That is bound up and I am set free." And then don't go places that addiction lures you to. If it's a date on a calendar that you dread because of a loss, pray before you get there. Don't pray the day of. Pray leading up to it. "I have peace that passes all understanding, guarding my heart and mind concerning this date." We will walk in peace, not grief. Not loss, not sorrow. That every time you think of that moment, you think of it with joy. Amen. And with gladness. Hallelujah. And we replace the sadness with the peace and joy of the Lord. Let's continue in worship. And whatever that is for you tonight, church, between you and the Lord, if you want to come to the altar is open. Just take time with the Holy Spirit. And let's not justify our sin. whether it's a work of the flesh, whether it's an emotional upheaval in your life, maybe it's a soulish pattern that you were in. I don't know what it is between you and the Lord, but let's stop that pattern in the name of Jesus tonight. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. 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 I praise you, Jesus. It's 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 you, Jesus. In the beauty of your holiness, Lord, we worship you.